So, welcome to another episode. Today we're looking at a question. At what point are you deemed successful? There's a paradox called the So Rights paradox, or the paradox of the heap. Comes from the Greek word soros, meaning heap. And this is how it works. Imagine you have a single grain of sand, and you add a second piece of sand, a third piece of sand, and a fourth piece of sand. At what point does that become a heap of sand? Is it at 10 grains? Is it 100? Is it at 1,000? Maybe 100,000, maybe 1,000,000. What is the definitive moment where you can say, this is now a heap of sand? On the reverse, you could have the heap of sand and take off one speck of sand or one grain of sand. And at what point is that no longer a heap of sand? This is the question. And we get this not only with the heap of sand, but we get this with other examples. At what point is a man bald? Is it as he is completely bald, or is there a period of time before that where you know that he's bald? This is the important part of this paradox. Sometimes there can be a grey area in the middle. You know, either it's a speck of sand or a grain of sand, or either it's a heap. But where is that crossover in the middle? Now, the reason it's important to understand this paradox is because success is very much like this. When are you deemed to be successful? Let's say that you want £1,000,000. So you're telling me that 999,999 is not successful. Again, you could ask a different question. Well, at what point are you successful then? At what point are you successful? Are you successful when you actually land your first ever job? Because that's the trajectory that's going to take you to that $1,000,000 in the end. Are you successful when you took your first exam? Was it when you bought your first house? Maybe it was when you passed your first driving test, because in the end, you end up with a Ferrari. So we have to define ourselves what we mean by success for us. The word success is, as I said, is very vague. It's like this heap of sand. For one person, it might be at one checkpoint, and for someone else, it might be another checkpoint. And actually, are you successful before you're successful in a weird way? Are you successful just from the idea of writing a book before you actually write, finish the book, and sell it? Was J.K. Rowling successful the moment she thought of the Harry Potter series? Or was she successful once she'd wrote the first one and had it published? Or maybe she wasn't successful until the whole series was done. That's for you to decide. And this is why the So Rights paradox is quite applicable to success, isn't it? It highlights how vague concepts can shape our mindset. If you can't clearly define success, you risk never feeling like you've achieved it, no matter how much you accomplish. You might want $100,000 a year or pounds a year, and you're earning 90. Are you really a failure? Although that you have failed to hit your target, but are you really a failure? Is that not still on the way to where you need to be? For some people, they feel like a failure. Other people, it's, well, that's okay. For other people, they want £1,000,000,000 or dollars. And social media can amplify this problem because we compare ourselves to others who are flaunting luxurious lifestyles and we think they've made it. But what do you mean by made it? That's the whole point of this. The paradox is that there's nothing specific. You can't specify, coming back to the actual original point, the mound or heap of sand. Is there a particular number of grains of sand that turns it into a heap of sand? There's not. There's not a specific number where it tips over the edge. Let's use tall and short. At what point are you tall? Is it 6 foot exactly? If it is in your head, then is 5 foot 11, well, basically just a millimeter under 6 foot, 2 millimeters under 6 foot, is that then not tall? You'll start to notice that it's a scale. It's not binary, yes or no. There is a scale. And what we need to understand is actually just because you don't feel like you've reached a destination, it's the journey that's just as important. So how can we break free of this endless chase? So, as I've just said, success is the journey, not just the destination. Celebrate the small wins. You know, just starting writing a book is successful. Starting the podcast is successful. Putting yourself down for this, for your first martial arts class, whether it's boxing, judo, Thai boxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, I don't care. That's in itself a success before you even get the black belt. That's the first part of it. Are you successful getting the number of the girl you're pursuing, or is it after you've married her? Is it wanting to learn a new skill, or is it actually the fact that you've mastered a new skill that is success? Is it that you've planned this trip to Nepal to climb Mount Everest or wherever? Or is it actually once you've reached the summit? Or is there elements of success along that whole journey? Do we then have to measure this and appreciate the small wins, every part of the process? I mean, my podcast had, I remember my first follower. I was like, oh, got a first follower. Now we're at almost 10,000 followers. But again, you'll always feel like, well, now I want 100,000, now I want 1 million. But you have to appreciate everything's a success. Every video you put out is a success. Every follower, every view. And that's how you have to think about things. Because if you are always chasing the big end goal, you'll lose motivation, you'll lose discipline, you'll lose focus. Understand, even little things are a success. You waking up in the morning and not having died in your sleep, success. And again, I'm just using my own way of looking at things, but you have to define what you feel a mound or heap of sand is. What is success for you? If you can't specify it, then how do you ever know if you've met it? What does financial independence mean? If in a metric, very broad statement, isn't it? Does it mean 10 grand a month? Does it mean 4 grand a month? Does it mean I just need enough to be able to cover my groceries and the place I live, and after that, I'm not too fussed? Does it mean not having to worry about money ever again? Does it mean having your dream car? Does it mean being able to fly every weekend out of the country? Does it mean having a positive impact on those around you? You can pay off their mortgage, you can take them out whenever you want. But we have to be grateful for where we are at this point. There's no big win, there's small wins. If you're a tennis player, yes, you know, your goal might be to win Wimbledon. And for people on TV, they see that as finally he's got the big win. But every day he had small wins, getting up out of bed and training through injury, every point on that particular set, every break of serve, every rally, every winning shot, every, well, forcing a mistake from others. Unforced errors, I think they call it in tennis, don't they? Is that not success in itself? So, coming back to what I said, you want to be a millionaire. Is 900,000 successful? Is 999,999 successful? Is 100,000, which is 10% there, is that successful? Is finally getting a job that's going to allow you to save money, is that success? Is your first client successful? Because without one client, how can you ever get 100,000 clients? Is actually picking your business name successful? This is, again, the whole point in this paradox. Where do you define success? And it comes back to even babies being born. Is a baby born, do you class a baby as when it comes, obviously, out of the woman and is born physically, or is it actually at the point of conception? Or is it even before that? Is it a certain number of weeks? Is it a second trimester? When would you define it as that? What about even fitness goals? People say, I want to be fit and athletic. What does that mean specifically? Does it mean losing 5 kilos? Running, I don't know, 5 kilometers, 5 miles? What time do you want to do it in? Do you want to be able to see your six pack? Again, why is this vagueness here? Should we not be more specific? You want a relationship. What do you mean by that? How much time do you want to spend with each other? Do you want them to be at home or do you want them to work? Do you want to be together forever, i.e., until one of you passes away? Do you want to have kids together? Or do you just want, quote unquote, a relationship? So the Sir Wright's paradox reminds us, actually, doesn't it, that success and many other things in life are not about a single defining moment. It's not binary. I'm successful, I'm not successful. They're built over time, grain by grain. So why don't you reflect on your own life? What is it last year in 2024 you got done that meant that year was a success? We can all feel that we've underachieved, and that's just human nature. But also, if you actually think about it, what have you done that's successful? Acknowledge those individual successes, appreciate them, and remember that success isn't the destination, it's a collection of moments. It's the small wins that create the big wins. The getting to the meeting on time, the talking to the client, turning the client or turning the prospect into a client, that's a success. It doesn't mean because you haven't got a million clients that you're not successful. You have to think about these things. So what can you start to value? How can you start to be more specific with what you want? Or is it a case of actually understanding that success is a vague term and it's up to you to define that? So what can you do today, or how can you look at today's success as more successful than you may have done before, understanding this paradox?